back. My name's Chris, and you're listening to The Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful, and through expert and millionaire interviews and tips I've learned along the way in my entrepreneurial journey, we are here to help you explode your business as an entrepreneur offline and online. And today is the final clip of the Randy Peiser interview. She is a publishing expert and has over 18 individuals in contracts just in the past recent months for publishing deals. So she definitely knows how to capture the attention of publishers, and this is exactly what this final clip is, what Randy calls the eyebrow factor of how to actually make your pitch, your book, and your proposal stand out from the rest to grab the attention of the publisher. So if you want to learn more about how to get your book published and also how to broadcast your message and your book on a global level, head over to chrisgilbertson.com to learn how Randy does this and how to use the power of podcasting to help you with your publishing as well. So take a listen now with this final interview clip with Randy Peiser.
Oh, is there one medium that the publishers prefer more for, you know, the eyeball exposure for, you know, is it speaking or is it?
I would say that speaking is social media list is equally as important.
Okay.
But speaking, absolutely. You know, the publisher at Wiley came back to me and said, and again, these were their particular criteria. They said, where has the author spoken in the last year? What was the size of each audience? And where is the author speaking in the next 6 to 12 months? And what is the projected size of each audience? So they're serious about numbers. And, you know, you really called it, Chris, when you talked about a book as a business investment. For them, they're making a buying decision, and they want to know if this investment in your book is going to, you know, result in profits for them.
Absolutely.
So they're very clear about the numbers. Now, here's what I tell people: if you don't really have those big numbers, if you can self-publish a book and really build your numbers in the process, then I can take that book or your next book and bring it to a publisher, because then you've had a chance to prove sales.
Perfect. That's great advice. Now, do you think that for the publishers wanting to know the future, you said not to say, like, you want to have it set up prior to and with that pitch with the publisher, but do you advise to say, okay, I've got these speaking events lined up, or putting that in the proposal, is that important, or how do you suggest
Going
about doing that?
Yes, that's exactly what we do. There's different sections to the proposal. In the publicity section, we will list all the upcoming speaking engagements and the projected size of each audience.
Is every publisher looking for something different, or are they all kind of looking around the same trends right now?
The only thing the publisher cares about is which of these books is going to make me the most money. That's
Perfect.
Their bottom line.
Yep.
So sometimes, yes, they are looking for very specific topics. I remember, you know, a couple years ago, Bloomberg, I was speaking with them at, you know, Giant Book Show, and they were looking for books on hydrogen cars. So, again, that was another trend.
Right.
So, I mean, there's different publishers looking for different things. Parenting books are always hot. I mentioned some of those other categories. In business, I would say, you know, where is the pain point right now that most people have? What do they need? Well, obviously, social media and how to do it is very, very big.
Exactly.
So books about, you know, how to sell more online, I'd say those books are very strong. I mean, one of my authors, that's one of the books that I have in every FedEx office around the country. Her first book was on, that book was on social media, and the publisher offered her a second contract on a new book that she's done on online marketing. Again, they're all related.
That's outstanding. Wow, it's just so exciting. Just the possibilities are endless, and the exposure, it's a ripple effect. It just keeps going and going and going. Now, you've given a lot of great advice and a lot of tips, but I'd love for you to share kind of more insight on why having an agent is so important in this process, and maybe some of the pitfalls that people don't understand by not having an agent.
The primary purpose of the agent is either to sell the book and especially to...
We had a little technical difficulty, but Randy was saying here the most important part for having an agent is to, one, to sell the book, and then also to negotiate the agreement and contract with the publisher to make sure that you're protected on your rights. And she'll go into that in detail here.
My first book contract was back in about 2001. That was for my Crappy to Happy book. And it was single spaced, something like 9 pages of an 8-point font. And there's no way to understand as a new author – If you're not a literary lawyer or an agent, there's no way that you understand what you are signing, or whether you're getting a good deal or a bum deal, or whether that contract has red flags in it or not. Are you signing away all of your what's called your subsidiary rights, your electronic rights, foreign rights? You just don't know. So even when I find somebody, an agent or a publisher directly, or especially, I mean, with the publisher, because an agent's already going to negotiate the contract. But if I pitch the book directly to a publisher, because I have access to so many of them, and they, when they come back with the contract, I introduce my clients to an agent who will negotiate the contract at just like an hourly rate. Because you want to know that you're protected. You know, I'm not an agent. I don't do the legalese. I'm the big pitch gal. You know, I'm very good at pitching, but I don't do the legalese.
Right. Well, it's very important to have each aspect of it, because that is so crucial, because you could spend all that time and then have no rights to anything afterwards. And especially now
That's
with
true.
So many different mediums, with Kindle and Amazon and all the different ways that we can now distribute that, that's a very, very valid point. Now,
yes, it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, can you share any stories? I'd love to hear some more of your success stories with some of your books, because you just have such a phenomenal repertoire of people that you've worked with. I think it'd be great to share a few more insights.
Thank you. Yeah, I have, I have many people under contract right now. I should actually just look on my website to see Wendy Ida, just lovely, lovely gal, has a fitness book. I had her under contract with an agent. Agent didn't sell the book. I took the book back and sold it myself. And
wow.
She was a top agent. Wendy's book. I'm just, you know, trying to think. I have to actually just look on the homepage of my site. I have a long list of people who I currently have under contract right now. Oh, yeah. And some are going to indie publishers. There's a lot of award winners. David Cowper, here's another guy. He came to me with a book. Now, it's interesting because I'll bring up about titles, too. He came to me with a book that was called Successful Misfits. And it's about people who, you know, they worked within companies and they just didn't fit in. They were the proverbial square pegs and, you know, with the round holes. And I said, you know, that title identifies who the person is, but I can never get a publisher to buy that book. And that's based on publishers, you know, direct feedback, because publishers have told me that people don't like to identify themselves with a negative connotation.
Ah, yeah.
Even if they relate to it.
Right.
And so I retitled that book Outsiders on the Inside. Then, you know, we sold that.
I like that. That's great. Yeah. See, it's just it's the little details that make all the difference. And so, I mean, that's a big point. I'd love for you to talk about the title, because I know there's certain titles that grab me and I resonate with, and it's within all of our marketing. It's a skill set that definitely needs to be mastered. So what are some tips that you have on how to have, you know, pick the right title for your book to maximize the sales potential of the book?
Well, obviously, the title is very important as part of that eyebrow factor that I talked about earlier. And the truth is, don't fall in love with your title, because it might not be the title for your book by the time your book comes out. So consider your title, no matter how great and fantastic you think it is and how witty and wonderful, consider it a tentative title, because ultimately it is the marketing departments from each of these publishers who decide what your title is going to really be. And the same thing with your cover art. Because you don't have any say typically in your cover art. And I want to give you some examples of this. My first book, when I pitched it to a publisher, it was called From Crappy to Happy, A Journey Out of the Pits and Into the Fruit of Life. So the publisher, when it was sold, took the from, they took out my preposition, it became Crappy to Happy, Small Steps to Big Happiness Now. Because again, every book has to address the question of what's in it for me. Even if you're writing a memoir, what's in it for the reader? Think from their perspective, not from your perspective. So they saw Small Steps to Big Happiness Now as part of, you know, that's what would help sell the book, which was really true.
Yeah, it's just, again, those little things that could just turn it. And I think that's a really good principle, too, in business anyway, that we need the market to tell us how things can change in our business. And I think that's a really good mindset to have in anything in business, whether you're traditional brick and mortar or anything. Make sure that you're letting the market tell you and make those changes accordingly. So don't fall in love with it. Create the product. So I love that advice. That's just phenomenal. Now, do you have any other insights or any other secret sauce tips for new authors or authors to be or published authors?
Yes. I want to say a little bit more about titles. In either your title or your subtitle, I really want to encourage you to do some keyword searches and get some real keywords into your title somewhere, because people are clicking on search terms, right? They're going to Google or Bing or wherever, and they're putting something in a search box. What are people searching so that your book comes up when people are searching? And you don't want to choose a title that has 500,000 or 1 million searches every single month, because your book's just going to be found on page 100 of Google, not on that first page. So you've got to be careful. I tell people, if you can find, 200,000 or 100,000 searches or less, your chances of coming up more towards the top of a Google search are going to be greater.
Absolutely.
And, where do you go to check these terms? I tell people, just go to Google, just in a regular Google box, type in keywords. The first thing that's going to come up is the Google keyword link to their AdWords. Now, you don't have to pay for their AdWords program, but you can go on that site and you can put in any term you want to search on, and Google's just going to spit out a long list of search terms about what people are searching on, all the related searches, the global searches, the local searches or recent searches, and you can just see.
Absolutely. It just provides ideas for you too. Excellent.
I
Well,
want to share
that.
with you. Oh, what's that?
Nope, keep going.
Oh, okay. I wanted to share with you. Sometimes people write on subjects and I think, how the heck am I going to refer this? But I had one a few years back, and this man had written this book about sword fighting, and I'm thinking, how to sword fight for beginners? Oh my God, is this a tough sell or what? But the truth is, I found a publisher for it at the major trade show, the major publishing industry trade show where I go every single year. I found a publisher for it who specialized in martial arts books for beginners. And
Oh
this guy's book,
no.
The Beginner's Guide to the Longsword, got picked up. The publisher was thrilled. So
That's outstanding. Well, and I love your creativity to be able to figure out a way to make it work, and you tweak it so it makes it happen, and how these authors can get the deal, can get the publishers, get their message out there, and then, get the praise and the recognition that they deserve. So just
yes.
thank you for sharing such phenomenal insight. Just really incredible nuggets of information that are just phenomenal for, business owners, as well as being able to obviously publish a book and get their message out there. So where can we find out more about you, Randy?
My website is www.authoronestop.com. Authoronestop.com is my website, and anybody could just jump on the website, and right in the corner there, I've got my email link, my phone number right in the upper right-hand corner, so people can contact me. Now, I also
Perfect.
created a Write a Book program, and it's specifically for people who want the big business card, people who want to position themselves as an expert by writing a book. And I have different formats in it that are books that publishers buy, that readers buy. And it doesn't matter whether you're writing like a how-to, like a steps book, or a problem solution format, or if you want to, maybe you've overcome things in your life and you want to inspire others by your life's journey. There are specific formats that readers are going to buy and that publishers are going to buy. And so I created the Write a Book program to show the exact formats that I've sold.
Oh,
I really want to make this
excellent.
easy for people.
Right.
So, and that is a product, if anybody's interested, I do offer a full money back guarantee on it. Because, I believe in it. I just had somebody who just emailed me just a couple days ago, your Write a Book program is wonderful. I'm going to have the book, for you within a week or two. And he just bought it last
Wow.
month. I think that's
That's
really cool.
outstanding.
Yeah,
Oh,
that's really cool.
fantastic. Well, Rainey, thank you so much for coming on the show. Again, this is Rainey Pizer, CEO of AuthorOneStop.com.
If you've always wanted to write a book or you just are looking to learn how to get published, head over to chrisgilbertson.com to learn more about Randy Pieser and how she can help you get your book out and to the marketplace. So again, head over to chrisgilbertson.com and go out and make it a great day.